Happy holidays from Supreme Master Television and Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
Country rich in history and culture. Australia's natives, known as Aborigines, are believed to have travelled across the sea from Indonesia 70,000 years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first, followed by the Dutch and the English. Australian wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Animals that are unique only to Australia are the adorable wombats, the large, flightless three-toed birds called emus, and kookaburras, members of the kingfisher family, and in fact are the world's largest kingfisher. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, the author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best-known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS and Midnight Oil. In 1993, Sincere Truth Seekers invited Supreme Master Qinghai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted their invitation. She also met with our association members during her time there to discuss about spiritual topics and answer questions about their practice in daily life. Please join us on Between Master and Disciple today for the lecture, The Supreme Method to Liberation, delivered by Supreme Master Qinghai in Melbourne, Australia in March 1993.
Many kings failed because of beauties. Yeah? Many great high officers or heroes sold their position and country just because of emotion. right? So-called passion. Therefore, if a master is not in control about this, then the master is also kaput. Yeah? Finished. Yeah. Kaput is a German word for finished. Yeah. Or no good. Up to no good. So you see, even then, if you attain that once, you have to polish it. Yeah, therefore, we need to meditate every day, you see? Because our habit, bad habit, is accumulated life after life, many centuries, many ages. Now we have only one lifetime to rearrange it, to break it. Therefore, the master has to use the supreme power inside to readjust you, not ordinary mean. Therefore, without initiation, without truly making use of your own greatness, you can never get out of this mess. Understand what I mean? Doesn't matter how much you use, because whatever you use, only brain. You use your brain, which already recorded many bad habits. Now you cannot catch up with just a short span of one lifetime. Understand? So you need the supreme master power inside, which you have it inside. You only need a master to touch it for you, to let it open for you, okay? By your own sincerity, you get it again and regain everything you had lost. Okay? Right. Any more question?
What has your religion got to offer where other religions haven't got?
We don't have a particular religion. We respect all religions because all religions teach people to do good. But we just help people to get contact directly with their religious source. That's all.
And also what you say you about telling the wife, right? I think the man should have a better idea.
And in that circumstance, he could not do it.
I'm sure it
was in India. It was very poor at that time.
I'm sure he can.
But he didn't sell. But he didn't sell anyhow. But he did not sell.
Yeah.
Just pretend to only. Yes.
But I know the importance, right? The relativity of it, right?
But not everybody does that, and not all the time. Only in that particular, to help other people satisfy their hunger. He sacrificed. Understand?
Yes,
not that he sell. He sacrificed one person for many persons.
Yes, I know the principle, the theory that you're talking about.
Yes, yes. Only in that case. Not that he doesn't love his wife. But anyhow, that person who wanted to ask for his wife was very touched afterward and then offer everything he has without taking the wife. That's a lesson for him. The master does it just to teach the man a lesson also. Understand? Therefore, we just want to demonstrate that the master does this right. They know this story before, and I clarified before already. I said, you don't sell your wife and say, I teach you like that. Because I teach the five precepts. Only one wife, one husband. Just that's special. Understand? But he didn't sell anyhow.
Can I ask another question?
Sure. Any question?
You were talking about one wife, right? What is your opinion about Muslim when they have four wives?
Oh, see, there was an old tradition. It was before when the Muslim people was a lot harassed by other people. Understand? And many of their men die in the battles. And so left all the wives and children without anyone to take care of. And so the master at that time allowed that the survived men took care of these wives and children as your own. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
And provide their stability and security.
But I also understand in Australia there are more females than males. Is that trying to say that we can have more than one wife in the future?
That you have to arrange with each other. It's outside of my job. If your wife agrees with it, understand? And if that female also agrees with your family tradition and everything, if you're harmonized with each other, I don't care if you have hundreds. Understand? But most of the time, if you have another wife, it only causes trouble more for you. Understand? And you cannot have any peace of mind to do business even. Never mind to become Buddha. Okay? Therefore, I advise my disciple, for the sake of having peace of mind and for the sake of your wife, respect for your wife or your husband, and to preserve the pure love between your family, just have one. Understand? We're not fanatic. It's just that most cases like that. But if you think it's good and you agree with your wife already gave permission to you, well, have more. Okay? So you know the flexibility is good.
Do you do any healing?
No. Not intentionally. But many of my disciples got healed. Not on purpose, understand? They got healed. Yeah? But I don't do it. I don't lay hands on you and heal you. No, I don't proclaim any credit for these things.
No, I just wonder, because I also understand that you've been being respected as a living Buddha.
Oh.
So I also understand Mary, Virgin Mary coming to earth, that she heals people. So I just wonder.
Does she heal?
Yes, there are newspaper reports, right, that miracles has happened.
Oh.
And a blind can see, and likewise. No, I just wonder.
Yes, I don't do these kind of things. But most of my disciples report the healings, even of cancer and all kind of things. But I don't know nothing about it. I don't take credit for all these healings. The healings takes place alone to different of my disciples or believers. But I don't say to you that I personally heal them. They just get the blessing according to their faith. All right? But you remember, are you Christian or Buddhist?
Christian.
Christian, okay. You remember the story about Jesus? He doesn't like miracles. So when his mother prepared all the jars of water and placed them outside already, tell people to prepare it and ask him to make it into wine, he protested. He said, "Mother, why you do this? Why you force me to do this thing?" You remember the story? Okay, once. And another story is somebody who has sickness, a great sickness, and touched Jesus' dress behind, behind him. And then she got healed, right? Jesus also did not claim his credit. He said, "Your faith has made you whole, had healed you." That's a true healing. Any other healing, I don't know of. Okay? So if my disciple got healed for me or reciting my name, I say, "I know nothing about it. It's good for you. It's good for you." All right? Maybe I heal, but without healing. Okay? And anything else? It's the God inside us that heals. Okay? I have no personal glory for that.
I also believe meditation can attract spiritual, you know, the wild spirits.
The wild spirit?
Yes.
Ghosts and all that?
When you meditate, right, your spiritual side of you is sort of become blank. Yeah, right? So the other spirits can possibly attach to the person. Have you heard about that? Or what?
Yes, I heard about that. That is when you do incorrect meditation or practice, or you don't have a capable master to protect you.
True.
Then it happens. Because also you tap into different source of power inside. And maybe you don't know, you tap the wrong one.
Correct.
Yeah, therefore you are in trouble.
Yes.
The people called possessed. Yeah.
Yes.
In our meditation or practice, no such thing. Yes. But in case you... some people have been possessed before, they will be healed, get out of that mess, or gradually or immediately. It depends on their graveness of their possessed state. Yeah?
Can I ask what is your vision of your type of Buddhism? Or what is your vision, or what is your aim?
I aim at nothing.
What is your goal, or what is your achievement? You must have a target or something. Don't you?
No, I'm just doing what people request of me. If they request me to teach them, I teach them. If they don't, I don't do it. I do whatever requested of me at that moment. Okay? For example, because your example here today is too many people and ask me to speak, so I come down and speak. If not, I stay up there and sleep. I read books. Yeah, that's it. Whatever comes, I accept and solve it at that moment. Okay, I have no aim, believe it or not. I didn't aim to be a master, or I didn't want to be a master. It's just people keep pulling me out. And this is a will of divine that I cannot run from it. right?
One more question. How do you foresee the world in the next 7 or 8 years? Because there are a lot of predictions that the world...
will end.
Yes, not really end in that sense, right? In a true sense, right? Gone probably in a different dimension.
They predicted many a times already, and too many groups of people are staying in some cave or some basement waiting for the end of the world, and nothing end yet, so I don't know. Many things happened like this before already. I don't want to join this group. I want to join in this prediction. I tell you what, if the world has to end, it will end. And we end anyhow, at 70 years old or 60 years old, or maybe tomorrow. So if we want to preserve the world, we have to preserve our soul. We live forever, we don't die, whether this world end or not end. It doesn't concern us, and we couldn't help it. Except if we want to preserve our soul, then we have to practice in our own light and our own heavenly vibration. This is the Guan Yin method. And then everything else, God takes care, no? In the Bible, it says, worry not to tomorrow. Think of Lily of the Valley. Father takes care of him. How much more would he take care of us? So if God wants the world to end tomorrow, I say, hurrah, end it. If God wants to preserve the world for hundreds or 10,000 years more to come, I say, hurrah, please preserve it. Understand, what am I to have to say in the universal plan? If the world should end, it should end. Yeah, if the world is still good, okay, then God preserve it. God creates the world, God preserves the world, or destroys the world. We have nothing to worry. Yeah, when the house is not in order, you demolish it and you build a better one. Is that okay? It's up to the owner to decide, right? I have nothing to do with the owner of the house. If he wants to destroy the world, let him. He build a better one. Why worry about that? Now, most of the thing we should worry is that we want to know where we go after this life. We want to know in this life what else can we do better for ourselves and for the world. That's important for us, at least the practitioner of our group. Whether the world end tomorrow or next day or next year, we couldn't care less. Huh? Should we care or can we care at all? Can we do anything about it? No, not against God, so no. We can do something maybe against gun or red, but not against God.
One thing, have you heard about mahikari from Japan?
Yes, yes. Yes, you heal with a hand. Yes. Yes.
What is your opinion about it?
Why should I have opinion about someone else?
No, I think every person deserves an opinion. As long as it's your opinion.
No. I only have interest to better myself and to take care of my disciples. And if everyone else do something good for the world, it's good. If he does something bad for the world, he's the only one who knows. Right? Whether I say bad or good, I have no right to judge people. You see, I have enough to do with improving my own character and spirituality and take care of a lot of disciples around the world. Why should I nose into someone else's business?
If people got brain damage, are they able to do the meditation and the Guan Yin method?
It depends on to what degree. You see, I've seen some people operate in the brain, but they also can practice. But if they completely cannot recognize my teaching and all that, then maybe they don't come, okay? Not that we discriminate, but people should understand and accept the teaching that is right for them before they come to initiation. Not they blindly or superstitiously come and so that I have more disciples. Understand, therefore, they should be in well order, to choose the path for themselves because they believe that to be good for themselves.
Yeah. I read a book from a Taiwan medium about tours of the hell. Through the hell, right?
Yes, yes.
Have you read about it?
I have.
What do you think of it? Is there such a thing or...
Or illusion, right?
What is the guidance there?
Yes, there is such a thing. But there is no such a thing. For people who are still deep in illusion, yes, there is such a thing. But for enlightened people, no such thing. All right? 中国人说一切为心造了. Yes. If our heart is pure, we purify ourselves with our heavenly light, then every darkness disappears. Hell represents darkness only. We can clear it away with heavenly light. Hmm? Mm-hmm. 对呀, 有光就没有暗。 不管这个房子黑暗多久, 你开一个灯啊, 几千年的黑暗都不见了, 懂? 所以开悟才重要, 哈? 阴心才重要, 嗯。 If you have enlightenment, immediately all your karmas, your heavy burden disappear. Because it's like darkness cannot stay where light is. Mm.
Say we've been practicing Kuan Yin method. Can we still practice Qi Gong or something like that?
If you feel necessary, you do it. If you have time for everything, you practice everything.
But the Shou Gong is into the Tan Tian, so...
Oh my God, I think you should listen to more tapes of the Qi Gong master who talk about Kuan Yin method. Hmm? I have so many Qi Gong master who came and they practice Kuan Yin method, and afterward all the Qi is Gong themselves out. You don't know, oh, he's one, and the female, before, she can heal. She can make everybody turn upside down by one hand push only. For example, only not one person. With her hand, she can make 10 or a whole group go into topsy-turvy condition. She was more powerful than her master even. Master was scared of her. And now she stayed behind her, you know. Qi Gong is all right. But I have taught you the highest form of Qi Gong. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Thank you, Master.
Mm. Everything else will come to you if you practice Kuan Yin method, truly.
Appreciate your kind company on today's Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of the Supreme Method to Liberation. Coming up next is part 2 of Mysteries and Wonders of the Ocean on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.